You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde. And you know how in those philosophy classes, it's like the intro to philosophy, and the professor gets up there and he says, imagine a Martian lands on Earth. What would the Martian make of our strange Earthling ways? And when it came to all this Seahawks mania that's overtaken Seattle and the whole region, we were thinking, God, it'd be great to do the exact same thing here on KUOW. But unfortunately, our producer, Arwin Nix, was not able to get anyone from the movie Mars Attacks to be on the show today to talk about this strange phenomenon we're calling Seahawks fever. Fortunately, she was able to book Maria Semple, who moved here from Los Angeles not that long ago, and said that she felt like she'd landed on a kind of irony-free planet. Maria Semple is a comedy writer. She's the author of the novel Where'd You Go, Bernadette? And she's Seattle's leading satirist. Hi, Maria.
Hello, David.
So what do you make of all this Seahawks, you know, lunacy, mania, whatever word you prefer?
I love it. I have no satiric take on it because I am completely, sincerely embraced it.
All right, let's get to that in a second. What would Bernadette, the lead character in your novel Where'd You Go, Bernadette, make of it?
I think she would be revolted by the commercialization of it, and which I am. I was down at the Westlake Center for the Seattle Seahawks rally, and everyone's wearing these $150 jerseys. There were even packs of these homeless runaway kids with pit bulls. One thing that Bernadette really can't stand about Seattle that she rants about, and they all were wearing Seattle Seahawks jerseys, the pit bulls were. And I'm just, they're asking for handouts, and I just want to go up to them and say, how much did you pay for that thing? What's going on here?
But you are a fan. You're wearing an amazing hat. Looks like a hand-knit hat of some sort.
Yes, I got it on Vashon. It's a hand-knit hat that I got from a crafty girl there. And I'm fully embraced Seahawks mania, but I will not buy anything officially merchandised because I'm not into that.
So people who have read Where'd You Go, Bernadette probably just wouldn't imagine that you're this super rabid Seahawks fan or somewhat rabid Seahawks fan. Why are you such a huge Seahawks fan?
Well, I've always been a big football fan. I grew up in Colorado. I went to three
Whoa.
Broncos Super Bowls.
Whoa.
But I'm of the John Elway era, in fact. And so this current team really means nothing to me because there's nobody left over from the Broncos. I mean, there's really nothing. It's not even the same logo. When I was there, it was the D, so it's not even like I like the Bronco because the Bronco wasn't part of our logo back then.
But you're from Colorado, and just also having read your book, it makes me think that this might be an instance of some sort of Stockholm syndrome, like you're sort of Seattle's Patty Hearst. We've captured you. We've captured your heart.
No, because, you know, after Colorado, I moved to Los Angeles where there was no team. And so I kind of liked the Broncos. But so I was really a free agent by the time we came up here. And I remember liking the Seahawks, in fact, when they were rivals of the Broncos, when they were in the AFC. And I really love this team. I actually can't remember loving a Broncos team as much as this current Seahawks team. I think the personalities are so diverse, and I love all of them. I mean, every single one of them. I actually go to sleep at night just thinking, going from Seahawk to Seahawk to Seahawk and thinking what I love about them instead of counting sheep.
All right, well, since it is public radio station, it is KUOW, what would you say to public radio listeners, a kind of stereotypical public radio listener out there who might hate sports? Why should they care about the Seahawks? Why should they care about the Super Bowl?
Well, I think the Super Bowl and the NFL and all this stuff really is problematic. You know, I could actually see myself next year just turning against the violence and the commercialization of it all, and just because I'm almost there, but I have a bit of a blinders on to that just because I did grow up with football and I love it so much. But I think that certainly the way the town is embraced the Seahawks is one of the most moving things I've ever seen. I don't know if anyone goes around Green Lake and there's that chopped off tree stump. And there's always some weird hippie who seems to come in the middle of the night and put flowers along the tree stump and a peace sign. And it's a very Seattle kind of beautiful thing. Yesterday, I was walking Green Lake and the person who did it replaced the peace sign with flowers in the 12, with the 12th man sign. And it was so beautiful. And so there's something about just the way the whole town has come together. Like I say, we saw the Seahawks off at the airport. I've been to all the rallies, and to just see everyone coming together, and there's such a sense of brotherhood. We were at the NFC Championship game, and these people, you just don't know any of them. And by the end of the game, you're all hugging and high-fiving, and it's just a really beautiful God forbid I'm about to use this word, sense of community that the Seahawks bring out in everybody.
That's very nice. What are your plans for the Super Bowl?
Watch it alone, because I can't imagine anyone. I don't understand parties. I don't understand going to a bar. I don't understand having people over. The only tension is going to be how bad of a fight my boyfriend and I get in when I tell everyone to keep telling everyone to shut up. I'm watching the game. I take it very seriously.
Maria Semple, thank you.
Thank you.
Maria Semple, author of Where'd You Go, Bernadette? Steve, she came in this morning wearing this amazing hand-knit Seahawks hat. You can see it on our Facebook page. That's KUOW.org.
Maria Semple isn't the only Seattle celebrity who's amped up for the Super Bowl this Sunday. Musician John Roderick is on the line with us from San Francisco. John, are you on the cable cars in your green and blue just going woohoo up and down the street?
No, as you can imagine, the topic of the Seahawks is not especially popular at the parties I've been attending here in San Francisco.
So you do feel for your safety a little bit?
No, I can take all comers. But, last night I was at a party and Macklemore came on the stereo and everybody started booing and jeering because Macklemore is so associated with the Seahawks.
Well, I mean, good.
Of course, they were also dancing, so what can you say?
Yeah, well, good. It's good to know we inflicted a psychic wound on an entire city. Yeah. All right, choose one. You're going to a precursor to our game. Are you A, cautiously optimistic, insanely excited, that's B, or C, completely apathetic about the game on Sunday?
Wow, I cannot choose any of those options.
All right.
I feel that the Seahawks are absolutely going to win. I have no doubt about it. But also, personally, I'm not invested in it at all because I am a public radio type person who feels like professional sports, whatever.
So you've not been overtaken by Seahawks mania?
Well, you know, when I was a little kid, we would go to the Seahawks games at the Kingdome, and I was manic about it at the time. But since I became a man, I have put away childish things.
So you're going to spend Sunday listening to classical music, maybe put the opera on, smoke a pipe, drink some port, wander around.
I mean, I have to go to the Seahawks parties, but I have two options, two Seahawks parties I can go to. One of them is a group of close friends who are so excited about the Seahawks game that they have all the in the invitation to the party, they specified, like, don't bring any strangers. We don't want any jinxes. Basically, the invitation to the party sounded like the least fun invitation I had ever received.
So you're going to be going there. You'll be standing in the corner going, just playing it cool.
Yeah. Well, no. So I said, although these are my good buddies, that doesn't sound like a fun party. And so there's somebody, another guy I know down in Burien is having I think he rented a bouncy castle and is having a kid-friendly party. So I think I might go to that.
All right, John, have fun. If we don't get to go to the bouncy castle with you, we'll wish you have a good time anyway.
And, you know, Steve, believe me, I couldn't support the Seahawks and my wonderful town of Seattle as it, defeats all other American cities in the great championship. I'm entirely behind the team. I just don't care about sports.
John Roderick is a Seattle musician. He's a podcaster, a friend of KUOW. Thank you, John.
And now on to another Seattle musician, Rachel Flotard, mother of the band Visqueen, also has two little kids. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
So I hear you're really excited that the Seahawks are going to be in the Super Bowl, but I also hear you're a little confused about your Seahawks enthusiasm. How does that work?
Well, now that I heard that John Roderick has access to a bouncy castle to watch the event, I feel like I'm changing my tune a little bit here.
You're going, how so?
Well, I mean, who wouldn't want to watch it from within a bouncy castle? I mean, I do have two kids, but like I had mentioned, this has been a very confusing time, and I am, as a person who has kind of not been into sports my whole entire life, I am pumped, and it is freaking me out. I feel like I'm having some kind of identity crisis, but I swear, I almost bought a jersey. That's where this is going for me right now. I'm so excited for Seattle, And over the course of the past few weeks, I've been watching games with my family and getting pretty worked up about it, as worked up as a non-sports fan could get worked up. So if it's reaching me, then the people that are super into it must be tearing their eyebrows out with excitement.
All right, Rachel, last question. What do you want to say to Super Bowl party poopers?
I say get with the program, people. If a non-sport like me can get into it, really, I encourage you to, like, channel your inner 12 and represent for your city. It's the best city in the United States. We're about to go to something called the Super Bowl. We're playing against a horse. What is it? The Denver somebody's? This is all going down.
Thank you. I agree.
All right, Rachel. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Take care.
Rachel Plattard, musician and founder of the Seattle band Visqueen.
All right, musicians, authors. How about politicians? Former Attorney General Rob McKenna told us his plans for Sunday.
What started out as a small party now involves somewhere between 30 and 40 people, a new cable outlet in the living room, friends bringing over their flat-screen television to supplement the one we have. It seems we've caught a bad case of Super Bowl fever, and I don't think we're the only ones.
Super Bowl fever indeed. Mayors of Denver and Seattle are in New York right now. Last night, they both made an appearance on the Colbert Report, and Stephen Colbert asked Mayor Ed Murray a tough question. Who was he supporting on Sunday?
Seattle. Seattle's going to win.
Okay, the Seattle Mariners. That is
no,
bold.
No, no, no. The Seattle Seahawks.
Even better, the Seahawks, the Mariners of football. All right.
Ouch.
Oh, man. Ken Jennings, our local Jeopardy champ and trivia guru, he wrote about the Seahawks being the Mariners of football on Slate. 2001, Jennings wrote, the Mariners were a legitimate contender, winning a record-tying 116 games, briefly making believers out of fans. I was a believer till they lost the pennant in 5 games to the New York Yankees. I still was a believer.
Love Ken Jennings. Our colleagues Ross Reynolds talked to a few more optimistic Seattleites last night at the Seattle 2035 event at the Olympic Sculpture Garden.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Ross Reynolds from KUOW Radio.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just asking people this evening, Super Bowl's coming up in a couple of days. Any thoughts about the Super Bowl?
Seahawks all the way.
I'm sorry to say I'm one of the people who hasn't been paying a lot of attention, but I now know one person who's involved in this, Richard. See, now I'm blanking on his last name. The guy's Richard Sherman. Thank you. Yes. Interesting guy.
Very interesting guy. Why is he interesting to you?
I think he's really smart. He seems really original. He seems like a guy who thinks for himself, and that's kind of a rare thing, and I appreciate it anytime I see it.
How you doing? I'm Ross Reynolds from KUOW. Super Bowl's coming up. Any thoughts?
Yeah, many thoughts. My brother's in Colorado right now, and so we have a bet going where if the Seahawks take it, he sends me aged grass-fed beef from Colorado. And if the Broncos take it, I have to send him a salmon from Seattle.
Are you confident?
Very confident. I can taste the beef.
Any thoughts about the Super Bowl?
Not many. I'm trying to keep my mouth shut. I grew up in the Bay Area, so I was a 49ers fan. Now I'm a Seahawks fan, I guess.
There was such a question mark at the end of that.
Yeah.
Oh, we're ready for it. We've been ready for it since the Steelers.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen.
This is going to be one of the most classic Super Bowls of all time. This is the best offense and the best defense. Yeah. And
what's the score going to be?
24-16.
Any thoughts about the Super Bowl? Excited? Indifferent?
You know, I'm originally from Wyoming, so I have like a heart to go for the Broncos, but I don't know, it's kind of twisted. Now I live here, so I'm going for either one, I guess. If they win on either one, I have a little bit of pride in each one. So it's
going to win any way it goes.
Exactly. I got it perfect this year. Exactly what I was hoping for.
Oh, that was Ross Reynolds talking to some Seattleites at an event at the Olympic Sculpture Garden.
And we're talking about the Seahawks. We're still talking about the Seahawks. Steve, you think it's overload?
No. I'm with Rachel Flotard. Get your blue and green self ready and embrace the position. This is The Record.